Welcome to Unpublished Opinion for November 21st, 2005. I'm Sigma's mom. On today's show, I will talk about the new addition to our household. I will give you the update on my triathlon training. And finally, I have a movie review of Pride and Prejudice. So first up, we have a new addition to our house, and no, it's not another cat. We got a TiVo. We decided, after much deliberation, to get a TiVo, mostly because they were having, and I think still they still are having for a few more weeks, a deal where you could buy the small version of the TiVo, the 40-hour one, and you get a $150 rebate, which makes it only cost $50. Then, of course, you have to pay so much per month, but it was a deal we really couldn't pass up. And hopefully it will give us more options of how to spend our evening, because it seemed like we pretty much had 3 hours of time blocked off for watching television a few nights a week. So hopefully we can break that up a little bit and actually spend some time talking to each other, which I think would be good. So I've already, even though we only got it on Wednesday, I've already sort of realized the fascination that people have with it. My brother has one, and he told me that he doesn't know how he ever lived without it, and I'm already starting to realize that concept. Because, for example, right now, while I'm talking to you, I'm taping the People's Court. So when I'm finished, you just mosey on over to the TV and watch the People's Court whenever I feel like it. It was also really great during the Bears game yesterday. We've been constantly disappointed by the Fox coverage because they show replays of stupid plays, not the things that you want to see. When they go to commercial, they show a replay, but it's like with graphics and they make the picture all sort of supposed to be artsy or something. I don't know, but it's stupid because you can't see the damn play. So we, you know, we're able to, during the game yesterday, rewind it, watch all of the good plays that we wanted to see, you know, see Nathan Basher do his little hula dance, which was pretty funny. So even though, like I said, we've only had it less than a week, I'm already starting to enjoy the benefits of the TiVo, which we've, by the way, we've nicknamed him Mr. T. So next up, my triathlon training. I actually have a lot to talk about since I didn't do a podcast on Friday. I have quite a bit to update you all on. First up, I guess the biggest part was Thursday was the first day of my swimming. You know what? It was really hard. I mean, it wasn't like I was going to drown at any point, or I was, you know, unsure I was going to make it to the other end of the pool or anything like that, but it was much harder work than I thought it would be. I mean, I knew this was going to be my weakest of the three areas, and I was right. But I do think, I mean, with practice, obviously, I will get better, but I could really feel it after, you know, I was only supposed to do 200 yards, and I would say after I was about halfway through, you know, I had to take a longer than a one-minute break like I was supposed to. I, you know, had to stand there and sort of regroup because I was surprisingly out of breath. I wasn't really sore or anything after it. It wasn't that. It was definitely more of a breathing cardio kind of thing. So maybe I need to figure out what I'm doing wrong. I'm probably not breathing right. I'm not even sure I'm swimming right. I don't know what proper swim form looks like. I need to rent a video or watch old tapes of the Olympics or something. At one point I tried to sort of match what the guy in the lane next to me was doing, and then I did practically drown because I had no idea what I was doing. But I'll get better with practice. I'm set for my second swim training tomorrow, another 200 yards. So hopefully it'll be better. I'm sure it will be. Like I said, I just need practice. And now that I think about it, I didn't feel as bad during the swim as I did the first time I had to run for 90 seconds straight. So I guess, putting it all in perspective, I guess I am better off than I was when I first started running. So at least that's something. And so I did the swim on Thursday, and then Friday I did another biking 5 miles. And again, it was just too short of time. It didn't really feel like much of a workout. So I actually then did the elliptical machine for about 15 minutes just to feel like it was worth my effort to go all the way to the gym. And then I was supposed to go running on Saturday morning, but I don't know what happened. I didn't wake up till like about 10, which I haven't done in a while, so I guess I needed to sleep. And plus, I guess for right now at least, if I'm going to miss anything, I guess the run would probably be the okay one to miss, just because I know that my base level of running is way better than the biking or the swimming, obviously. So I'm not too concerned with missing the one running workout. And then today I was back on the bike again, bumped it up to 6 miles, which didn't feel like too much more than the 5 miles. I have to figure out how fast I'm supposed to be going and exactly what level I'm supposed to be setting the bike at, because I'm probably setting it too easy because it doesn't seem like I'm using much effort at all. And then after that, today I was lazy and didn't do any elliptical. I just went home. So like I said, tomorrow is the second swim. And then Wednesday, I am doing running. I'm actually going to go to try and do the indoor track on Wednesday. I'm taking a half day, so I'll get there before the track team does. And hopefully get to try out the indoor track for the first time. Hopefully I'll like it. And so that's where I am with that. The only other thing is I've gotten another book that I borrowed from my training partner, Betty, which is another sort of triathlon for beginners book. But this one's a lot more demanding than the one I had, so I don't like it very much. It's telling me to swim a lot farther, bike for a lot longer. It's just punishing me a little more. But I'll probably maybe take the middle of what my book said and what her book said and try and shoot for that. And hopefully I'll be able to do it. And finally today, movie review. We went back to the movies yesterday and saw Pride and Prejudice, which stars Keira Knightley as Elizabeth Bennet. Let me preface my review by stating I have never read the book, I have never seen the older version of the movie, and I've never seen even one episode of the series or mini-series or whatever it was that everyone keeps talking about. So going into this, I had nothing, no expectations, nothing to compare it to, just enjoyment of this type of period movie as well as the work of Keira Knightley. So that being said, I thought this movie was excellent. I really need to find a movie to review that I don't like, because I'm concerned that all of my movie reviews are positive, but I think that just goes to the fact that I make good selections when choosing what movies to pay $8 for. But this movie was excellent. It was very well acted, very good storyline. I kind of knew sort of what the storyline was a little bit from some of the reviews I had looked at. But it was very good. Keira was excellent. She was very convincing in the role of Elizabeth, who was sort of a woman far ahead of her time, you know, not wanting to settle for a husband that she didn't love, even if it would, you know, save her family from poverty. You know, she had a mind of her own. She had her own ambitions and goals, and she wasn't willing to sacrifice those goals for anything. And she was a very strong character, very likable character, as were all of the characters in her family in some way or another. It was sort of an interesting mix of her parents and her sisters, all sort of representing different kinds of personalities. Like I said, a very well acted all around, I thought. Judi Dench did a good job as the mean aunt of Mr. Darcy. And Brenda Blethyn did a great job as Elizabeth's mother. She's a little crazy. And Donald Sutherland was her father in this movie. And it's funny because I can't see him anywhere as anything else than the bad guy from Commander-in-Chief. So I was trying very hard to look past that. And it was actually pretty easy because his character is way more endearing in this movie than it is on Commander-in-Chief. But it's just funny that now that's what I see him as when I see him as the guy from Commander in Chief. But the movie was good. Prince E enjoyed it as well, and we spent the rest of the evening trying to speak in British accents, and I keep calling him Mr. Darcy, which I'm not sure if that annoys him or amuses him. But I would recommend this movie to anyone. It's funny, entertaining, heartwarming, exciting, all of the things you look for in a good movie. And I actually saw this in the evening, so I actually had to pay full price, and I still thought it was worth it. So I think you should check it out. And that'll do it for this edition of Unpublished Opinion. Be sure to check out my blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com. And you can email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. And I probably will try and do a podcast on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, but I'm making no promises. So if not, everyone have a happy Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you on the Monday following. Thanks for listening.